Yo, the bread route's in motion.
Yeah, man.
Damn, Slime.
What it do?
You already know. Four bricks in the building.
Four bricks.
We're trying to get shit situated in here. We live from the motherfucking bread route studio.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to get my motherfucking charger. Yeah, we here, man. We here. What's up, y'all? What's going on out there in the world? You know what I'm saying? We trying to get this shit in motion. What the hell? Are y'all tuned in with us or what? Hold on, man. Hold on. We smoking and choking right now. Now, I need to see where's the... is there a head over there? We're having technical difficulties right now. Technical difficulties. There's one with a charger head.
No, not an outlet. So not an outlet.
We need a piece. It's all good. We here. We live on the bread route. In the motherfucking
man.
Studio.
I know y'all hear me.
I'm in the deli. Sense. Nah, you good right now. I'm coming over there.
Nah, I know.
I'm coming over there. About to get some shit percolating. So, as we were saying before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
We was talking about this bucket.
Bucket.
Yeah, man.
So what's been going on, Grams?
Yo, Casanova got locked up.
Oh, man.
Casanova's scamming, locked up.
I heard some scamming things going on.
All types of shit going on.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Is somebody telling or they just getting caught up?
There's someone definitely telling. Mm. They got 18 people.
Oh, pardon me, y'all.
I'm guessing 17 of them are going to tell.
Out of 18?
Yeah.
Mm.
At least 17 of them are gonna tell. I don't know, it's not looking too good for Cass.
It's looking logical.
It's not looking good. They wouldn't go for him if they didn't have something on him. They got 6 wiretaps. We don't really know what he's saying on them shits. But they also using a Vlad interview where he said while he was locked up, he stabbed inmates.
So they implicated himself.
He implicated himself. So they're using that in court, probably as a character towards the jury to show how much of a savage he is. A gorilla, ape.
Don't add on to some of the negative direction on his image.
I'm not doing
just
that.
Just by mentioning those things in those ways.
That's what.
Might you never know. You might give them fuel.
That's what it is.
No, I know, but you know,
they are implicated in him.
No, I know that.
That's what they implicated. They implicated that he is a savage, and he's a part of the Gorilla Stone Bloods. And he has a high rank. Allegedly.
That's what I... Thank you. Thank
allegedly.
You.
Allegedly.
Thank you. Allegedly.
And so, in this case, he always, like, on his Instagram, always talks about not returning to jail, not wanting to go back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Not jeopardizing his career. And he looked like he was trying to stay out the way.
Oh, it could have just been talk.
Yeah, but it
obviously.
But what he's trying to say is, it usually be people you don't even know that jam you up. Just because he's a part of
a group.
He's a part of a group, they're going to tie him into that shit.
Yeah. Just because his name is affiliated with a certain brand.
And he's getting a lot of money.
Through his music.
and other stuff. But they also, you know, he also has, you know, a lot of other dealings out there, and maybe they just trying to put a stop
to it all.
Yeah.
And,
well, mad shout out to Cass.
Yeah, man. Wish hold him your well. Head. You know, hold your head.
Don't bend. Don't fold.
Stand strong, bro.
And, you know, G Herbo got locked up too.
I heard about that as well.
G Herbo too.
Was that all a part of that or?
Nah, they just got it. Mm. They just got it when they can. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's the worst time to get locked up right now. You ain't seen a judge till 2022. You feel me? And with Casanova's jacket, all his felonies and shit, he ain't getting bail. They ain't giving that boy bail.
They probably will.
Nah.
He got assets.
They ain't giving him bail.
They love taking your assets.
Yeah, but they not giving him bail. They gonna make an example out of him. They trying to break the rap community down. They said, we got your boy 6ix9ine to tell. Now we got two more lined up.
They gonna tell?
I don't see Cass bending. I think Cass will just take it on the chin.
I don't see it though.
You think he'll flip?
No.
I don't see him flipping.
Not at all. Not because where he come from.
G Herbo's situation is ugly because they got 4 years of this happening.
4 years?
4 years of him or his crew or somewhere, you know, using credit cards to fly niggas out the country and do all this other, you know, extra shit. You know? When you do a show, you get 10 of your homies, you know what I mean? You don't want to put it on your bill.
Wow.
So allegedly, he used fake credit cards to fly private jets with his friends. In the hood, hey, yo, that's the smart shit to do. You know? Like, who don't want the hookup?
Of course, yeah, but, you know.
We love the hookup.
But it all depends on
but you got to understand.
What is the hookup?
Once you're in a position to generate money like these kids are doing, you shouldn't tap into that shit. As much as it sounds good, as much as it's, I mean,
curiosity and seeing the vanity.
Well, use somebody else to do it.
Nah, don't influence that shit.
Fuck that. Use somebody else to do it.
don't influence that.
Listen,
just,
man.
Just work.
Don't do the shit. Listen.
Way to buy it, man.
Fuck that. If you're gonna do some shit, and you on, don't dirty your hands. Have somebody else do it.
I should say you should have your team in order to do whatever.
Niggas got to take the L, bro. We'll bail you out.
Why you think he did it, though? You think he ain't trust his team?
Nah, I think he's just not making money like that.
Living a lifestyle that just...
Yeah. He's a known artist.
See, but that's...
And
that's
he's probably making a few dollars, but
that's
he ain't making no... private jet money.
That's the vanity, bro.
You ain't making private jets 20, 30. Listen, a private jet is 20, 30 grand a clip, my G.
It's not even a private jet. It's beneath that.
You do that shit.
It's beneath that.
I'm just saying, you do that shit a couple times. You already at 100 grand. So that means you got to be making millions of dollars.
Listen, man.
And that boy was not making millions of dollars.
Listen, man, that's the facade, man. That's the facade, and it's sad to say
he might have had a million.
He probably had bread. I ain't gonna say it. Listen, he probably had bread.
But that bread sped fast, bro. Sped fast.
Can't sit on that forever.
Sped fast.
You gotta spin it. You gotta do something. And hope you had some way of doing making money and bringing it in. And obviously,
who knows how much money you have in the streets?
True. That's what I'm saying. But again, at some point
you gotta smarten up.
Exactly. At some point.
Yeah, smarten up, because that shit ain't working.
Can't do that shit. Niggas be on that.
They probably like, yo, I want to bring 10 of my guys. That shit's
going to cost me, if I get 10 niggas like doing 20, one thing.
30,000.
Yeah, I get 10 niggas doing one thing a week. I'm good. I got 6 now. Some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But don't do that shit. Everything that look good ain't good for you, obviously.
They just wet behind the ears. For me, like.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
I think they growing up too fast.
Come on, man. You gotta listen. I take this from, I think it was John Gotti. He said, if you said it on the phone, be ready to hear it in court.
Mm-hmm.
Sit.
Mm-hmm.
If you said it on the phone, be ready to hear it in court.
Absolutely.
And I say that to say this. If you're swiping a credit card that's not yours and you're using fake identity, you gotta be prepared.
For what comes.
For the motherfuckers to come.
For what comes. Absolutely.
Because they're gonna come. They're gonna come.
At some point.
You can't do shit like that for 4 years. You're wildin'.
That's that.
You're wildin'. So that's why I said you wet behind
the ears. That mentality is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it type shit. Stick it. You know what I'm saying? Keep going with the same plan.
Those are the type
of... No, nigga.
Those are the type of... those are the type of plays you do once in a while. You don't do that all the time. You don't take advantage of shit like that.
Nobody. They probably didn't have nobody in their camp.
I don't even want to fly private.
They probably didn't have nobody in their camp. You know what I'm saying? To tell them that.
All these young kids don't got people in their camp to tell them anything. That's why they getting
because killed. They think they know it all. Like I said before, they think they know everything.
That's why they getting killed out here. They killing the rappers, bro. It's a dangerous job. It's a dangerous job, bro. They going into it like it's nothing.
They don't see the evils behind it.
They don't see the evils behind it, and they don't see the eyes on it.
Yeah.
The eyes is on. They,
yeah, they don't see, but that's what they don't see. They don't see more of that.
You don't think the government sits back and says,
come on, man.
This kid is 19 years old making $5 million.
Listen, man, they got a wheel.
And he's a gang member.
They have a wheel.
And he's fucking feeding his whole community.
Dog, they have a wheel. They possibly have a wheel where they spin and they all make bets on. He's going to die in 11 months. Come on, you think so?
I don't think like that.
I do.
I think they...
Like, look at what you're saying. Look at what you're saying. You're saying they're sitting back saying that he's making $5
million. Yeah, but that's how...
That's the wheel.
No, it's not a wheel. It's a target.
Yeah, but that's a wheel.
It's not spinning a wheel. It's just a target.
Yeah, but I'm talking about... Exactly. It's a wheel. It's a target. It's like, who's next?
It's like... These little motherfuckers make so much money... And the cops know that they, you know what I'm saying? They indulge.
They're affiliated.
They indulge in behind the scenes, mm-hmm. So they're gonna watch.
That's sad.
They're gonna watch these movies. And they're gonna clip them. And there's gonna be more.
Of course, there's gonna be more because they think it's a fucking fad. It's a fad right now.
Look, look what they did to Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Huh? That boy was scared. No adult around him. Nobody to... You know what I mean?
Guidance.
Guidance. Like, your homie, chill. Don't worry about it. We'll take that hit for you, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then he had mad niggas on... That shit probably wasn't even his. He had his homies from the hood with him. They were probably using him to move that shit. Like, yo, we're going to jump on his jet with these 10 pounds.
And these pills and all this other shit.
Flying all over the place.
I wouldn't doubt they were smoking. I wouldn't think they were selling it. Them motherfuckers smoke, nigga. We could smoke 10 pounds, my nigga. You going on a tour? We going to motherfucking, where are we going right now? Cali?
Yeah, man.
There's 10 of us?
Arizona.
Niggas need about 10 pounds. We out there for a month? True or not, Max? It makes sense. Yeah. 10 pounds, 10 niggas.
Mm.
Going out of town.
Coasting.
To them, it looks like we distributing drugs. We're actually fucking medicating ourselves.
Albums,
like,
and
it ain't my fault. Is a pound of it, like, mm-hmm. If you made this shit in a syringe, well, I might shoot it up.
Nah, I ain't doing that, yo.
Marijuana in a syringe?
Nah, I ain't doing it.
Nah,
you never know.
Nah, man, I'm good. I'm burning it. I'm burning it down. Marijuana syringe. Nah, that shit don't sound good together. Nah.
So why you could smoke marijuana in a pipe then?
I'd rather smoke it in a pipe. Because
it's
before,
like crack, though.
No, because no, it wasn't. It's not like crack.
It's like crack.
I'm not smoking weed in a crack pipe.
Yeah.
I'm not smoking weed in a crack pipe. I'm usually, if I smoke weed in
but
a
it's similar,
pipe,
the whole gesture pipe. And everything.
But
the
you
whole
gotta,
gesture.
No, but that's the original gesture. Because there was never no blunts and none of that shit back then when pipes were pipes.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Niggas smoking crack out here, my nigga.
You smoke everything, hemp, all of that hash.
Sherlock shit.
Word
Sherlock
up.
Holmes was there.
Yeah, he had that deep pipe too. Then he had a belt. He had an upside
pause,
down belt.
Pause. Deep pipe. No go.
Yeah, no go. Yeah, no go, Paul. Whoa.
Oh, man, these little rapping niggas is crazy.
Yeah, man, that's the new sport. That's the new sport, it seems like, yo. Football jerseys and... Well, no, I don't even want to affiliate football with it. They got jerseys like that. Like, it's a sport, my dude. Like shirts with multiple faces and names of just people that been killed.
Yeah.
Like that ain't cool, yo. Unless it's representing in a good way.
Niggas don't give a fuck, bro.
Like if it's the greats, you
we
see.
We in a world where people don't give a fuck, mans.
But nah, but see, but it ain't cool, though. So what
cool.
If you see a collage shirt like
sometimes
a Pac?
We can't give a fuck
what
either.
If you see a shirt with Pac, Big, you know what I'm saying? People like that on it.
That's a memorial.
Okay.
Nah, these motherfuckers got fuck Big, fuck Pac on his shirt.
I've seen that.
Yeah, they have that.
I know that.
Chicago boys move like that. They kill you and put you on a shirt and wear the shirt.
No, listen, I know that.
You heard?
Yeah.
They ain't playing.
Like, team got a kill, so they like 11-0, 11-7.
Yeah.
Niggas is stupid.
Word. And they back-to-back with it.
That's not even cool at all, yo.
And they hitting the little homie, 13, 14 years old. Yo, here, go run that mitt. Go run that play, boy. You better go for your hood, boy. They just killed Lil... Little T-Dot.
Some dumb shit.
You need to go...
Hand that.
Whoever you see over there on that block on 63rd. We not from 63rd. And they go hit. And then, you know, that's how they playing over there. The crazy shit is they got a store that's in the middle of both of the walls.
Who got a store?
Like, there's a store, right? Mm. So 63rd got beef with 64th and 65th.
And there's a store right in between both.
And there's a store right there.
That ain't even cool.
And that's where they be getting them clipped at. That's where they get clipped at.
So that store got all the footage.
Usually.
Wow.
Maybe now, but imagine 10 years ago.
What kind of business they get then?
Imagine 10 years ago.
What kind of business does that store get, though?
They get business, just not the hood. The young boys probably don't go really over there to go to the store. They might go to the store down to 69th. And 63rd go down to 60th. But they don't go to that one.
You don't go to the store? Nah, man, we can't go to that store.
Nah, you can't do that. Nah.
I won't put myself in a predicament like that.
You can't say that. If they say they're going to that store, you got to go to that store.
Yeah.
That's how they moving over there. And they be on live with it too. Like the walk to, like imagine a walk to Big Baddies. Imagine a walk to Big Baddies, and you got a fear for your life. That's crazy.
Just to take a shit because you ain't on tissue in the house.
That's crazy.
That's the walk
from 400 to Big Baddies might be the last time you walk
anywhere.
Every day. Grandma like, yo, we need milk. We need milk and bread, son.
It kind of reminds me of the,
how do you look like that?
The, exhibit video, remember? When he had to walk to the store. And once he was walking to the store, everything was going on, happening around him. Remember that video?
Yeah, that was a big video. That was a big video for
him. Wow, that's like that.
That was a breakout for him. That was a breakout for
him.
But it's like, and these kids are infamous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know.
They're famous for this shit. That's how King Von got on. They believe this story. He's a killer. He put his work in. That's what they glorify. That's what they glamorize. That's what they respect. So you got them little young boys out there like, yo, he got 5? I need 6. You kidding me? I'm the big Cahoon.
Yo, I'm going for even 19 on the air. Yeah. Yeah, that shit ain't cool, man.
You know the scope is 6 to 24.
That shit ain't cool, yo.
You heard? And they rap about it. Check the scope. It's 6 to 24. 6 to 24. From 400 to Big Banners.
Boo, 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 boo. That's crazy, my dude.
That's bad.
That's extremely bad.
Yo, so they killed this kid, right? His name was, Dusky.
Dusky.
They killed Dusky. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And they want to kill Wooski. Who's a hitter. He put in that twerk.
He got numbers?
Yeah, he beef with Dirk and them niggas.
Oh, he one of those.
Yeah, he's part of that.
He part of that.
He's GD.
Okay.
They BD.
Yeah.
So Dusky get killed.
Hold on. Explain what is GD and BD.
I think it's Black Disciple.
And Gangster Disciple?
And Gangster Disciple.
Okay.
So they kill Dusky. But they really want Wooski.
Okay.
Because Wooski be tearing the block up.
But Dusky was touchable, I guess.
He got his, right? So what they do?
What?
They wait for the funeral. Mine.
Nah, they ain't wait the funeral up, yo.
Did they? My nigga. They wet up the funeral, bro. They hit Wooski in the head. He ain't died. He's still out. And he making videos right now. Dissing the ops. Bro, they laid people down at the funeral, bro. But this is the crazy part of it all. It goes to social media. It goes to YouTube.
They went live with it?
Huh?
They went live with it?
They go live with conversation.
Oh.
And people record it and then post it on YouTube. So they be on their live. They both, like, I got beef with you. I tap into your live. Yo, what up? Yo, come to the block. Pull up. What's good? I got some hot for you, nigga.
Wow.
You heard, Max?
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Pull up. I'm at the stove. Come to the stove. To the stove. Pull up. They on live. Then the next day, your boy is RIP. And they back on live again. Talk about they smoking on whoever they just killed. I told them don't play. I told them now we smoking on a pack. 6 to 24.
Wow.
That's how they living out there. And I think they raised that. I think that mentality is so embedded
there
that there's no other way. You know what I'm saying? When us up here, we're more like, we're policed to the extreme. So we think twice before, well, some of us.
Chicago's police.
Bruh, I don't know anywhere that there's fucking literally serial killers, bro. Mm-hmm. And they ain't locked up yet. These little motherfuckers got 4 or 5 bodies. Not one of them. 4 or 5 of them. 6 of them. 7 of them. Each got 2, 3 of them on them. So you talk about a group of guys
who got a
cemetery.
Yeah.
A group of 5, 6 of these dudes got a cemetery. Like, under their belt, bro. That's disgusting.
That's beyond disgusting, my dude.
No respect for life, bro. That shit's crazy.
And they young, yo.
They young. 40. They young, they killed bro. The girl. Girl was like 15 years old. She had like hella bodies on her. She was like a killer, a girl killer. Her name was Kia.
Who?
Kia.
Kia?
Yeah, Kia.
Wow.
They killed her cousin Taekwon. She went nuts and started hammering everything. She was a little dyke.
Wow. Lord, place your hand on the children over there, man.
14, 15 years old with 2, 3 bodies. A female. And they respect her in the hood, bro. Her gun game was... Matter of fact, she's the reason why they call O-Block O-Block. Because she killed the big homie from O-Block. It used to be called Wick City.
Wow. She killed the big homie.
She killed the big homie. His name was O.D. Perry. And you know what she did? Mm. It gets crazier.
What she did?
She took his hammer and then posted it on Instagram, taunting them niggas. She had his hammer.
Wow. And they got her.
Oh, they got her. It wasn't easy to get her, but eventually they got her. Eventually, they get clipped. They get caught slipping.
See, that's the problem, man. That's
look at FBG Duck.
That was recent, right?
That was recent. Wow. Right before he died, he put out a song dissing all them dudes.
I heard that song.
I think I showed it to you.
Yeah, you did.
We talked about this in a previous episode. Yeah,
we did.
And he's dissing the whole...
Wow.
Like people that really died and got families and got people who probably still cry and light candles for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he rapping about
dissing them, fuck them, like fuck him. Pretty much fuck them. That's basically what he was saying.
He said, "If Keita was alive, I'd make that bitch suck my dick."
Mm-hmm.
Keita was a short, and she died at a young age. She died of like a heart attack or some shit. Like it wasn't even violent.
Wow.
And she was like a shorty in the hood that niggas fucked with. They niggas used to go to her crib and all that. You know, like she was the hangout.
Okay.
She used to hold the hammers, hold the, you know, she was.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So you got a dude doing a song, and he ain't a little dude. He, you know, millions of views on this.
Wow.
Yeah, millions of... He ain't no little dude. He's a millionaire. He's a millionaire off the drill music. So what they do? Hit him in broad daylight, bro. Not even in Chicago. They hit him in downtown.
Was that the one that was with his girl that was shopping or something?
Yeah. Shorty pulled out, too.
Yeah, but like with the
Shorty
Range
trying to blame back.
that the Range Rover or something that was coming out the store.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that.
And they gave it to him. There gotta be a point in your life when you come from that shit and you making money that you just say, yo, I'm good.
Nah, there's no such thing.
You don't think.
There's no such thing.
I mean,
you can do it. You just gotta separate yourself.
Well, but he's in too deep because people they kill his bros too. So he has that chip on his shoulder too. Where he is like, fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's crazy. But look what it brings. Is there water over there?
Look what it brings. Look at the energy it brings.
Yeah, it did. That energy ain't good. Because that energy is going to reciprocate the same way you give it. Whatever you give is what you...
Let's go to King Von. Like, King Von, people probably expected him to die in his city. You know what I'm saying? Because usually that's where it happens to these guys. In their own city. Yeah. The King Von situation was...
Yeah, that was in Atlanta, right?
That was in Atlanta, and it was a sad situation.
Cause wow.
He shouldn't even have been front line. He a boss. Look what happens. Look how the devil plays full circle.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Now they killed this young boy, right? King Von, who would go and taunt people that died too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, they pay the motherfucking autopsy dude to put his picture out of his autopsy and put it on social media.
Yeah, I
to humiliate him. I
read about that.
To humiliate him.
Yeah, I remember that. I read about
and
that.
Then they drop a song dissing him. The dudes that killed him. So it's like, you see how the devil plays? You made money off this type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is what y'all do in Chicago. This is what y'all do.
For sport. For fucking sport, dude.
Now it happens.
In reality.
Now you got dudes from another town.
Mm-hmm.
They put in work too.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Wow.
Y'all ain't throwing any shooters. Every tough guy is somebody tougher.
So true. And that's what it seems like it is, yo.
So now, they killed the young boy. Now, they doing music about him. Smoking on his pack. Now what? And that boy was feeding his whole hood. They all hurting. Dirk is like Drake. Dirk has no time to be in the hood like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
This kid was in the hood. He ain't really give a fuck. Stone Cold killer nigga. He ain't give a fuck.
Dirk laid up.
Dirk is smart.
Somebody got inside his head like, nigga, you need protection.
You just need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that, boy.
Nah, sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah, when it's time to go out, don't worry about it. We got you. He has those people in place,
he does.
Well, obviously.
And Bavon would have been in there too, but they had to separate them because they caught a case together and they couldn't be with each other. We're going to go to this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Where's Bond? The bread route.
Yo. Bread Route's back in motion, yeah, baby. Yeah, we here.
We here, y'all. Episode 62 in effect, man.
Y'all people in Chicago need to chill the fuck out,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man. Not only Chicago, man. Just everybody, man. The black-on-black crime, man. We got to stop that, man. Because bad enough, we already fighting a war. Now we got to fight a war within ourselves, you know, and it's crazy that we have to do that. You know what I'm saying? We think about, you know, y'all not even making it to 21. Y'all not even making it to 21,
man. And y'all getting money.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all playing with firearms, man. Y'all can't even legally buy cigarettes. Y'all can't even buy alcohol. You know what I'm saying? I know it's accessible, but just think about that, man.
Chill the fuck out.
Think about how you feel about your mother, man. Think about how you feel about your father, regardless of your situation. If you live with them or not. No, I'm saying regardless. That's what I'm saying. Whether you live with them or not, if they're not here or whatnot, man, there's someone that you respect, and that you know what I'm saying, you give that utmost respect to. Think about them, man. Think about how they feel when you're gone. Think about the others that same way.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man. And I'm saying that because I have sons.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll definitely kill one of y'all if y'all ever touch my son. Don't fuck.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying.
No disclaimer.
You give what you receive.
I'm on my Chicago shit.
I feel you. In that situation.
Facts.
In that situation, because that's going to be anger driven. That's going to be,
I don't even like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even like to think about shit like that. Like,
I don't either. But, you know, in this situation, you have to. Man, you have to. Yeah, because
that's what we up against. We in that field.
Yeah.
They chose a dangerous
lifestyle.
Facts.
Career choice.
You ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Ready for the fuckery. It's the bread route.
Yeah, man.
You already know what the fuck we doing.
Keeping it official tissue. You know, but
I'm in rare form today.
Yeah, man. What else is going on in the world, though, Grams? Off topic, though. You know what I'm saying? Off topic. You know, we got verses coming up.
Word.
Mm-hmm. I hope they make this one that I believe you mentioned also.
CNN versus DPG.
Yeah, yo, Nori put that in the air. I want to see if that, you know, that resonates. That'd be something.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
Who you think would win?
Oh, man, I don't know, man.
Nori was talking about putting his solo joints. Nori, you cannot waste your catalog like that. I'm just keeping it real. Do not waste your catalog like
on DPG.
Hell no.
His solo catalog?
Hell no.
You think it's
he's gonna body him. I'll save it for the main event, bro. They gotta put Nori with Cam.
I think Nori got more hits than Cam, though.
But that's the best verses. They both from the same era. They both platinum artists. They both had a good run in the 90s. They both, you know, they've been pivotal to hip hop. What happened? Why are you making that face?
I don't know. I don't know, Cam and Nori. I don't know, yo.
You don't think that's a good matchup?
I think Nori got more hits. Way more hits.
Okay, but they said that about Fab and Jada.
And what happened?
And Jada came out swinging with the crack.
Because motherfuckers were stupid enough to say that Fab had more than Jada.
Fab does have more hits than Jada, my nigga.
But what happened?
Exactly what could happen between Nori and Cam. Cam could come out the gate with some heat. Nigga, you kidding me?
But you got to remember, guys, everything ain't appealing to everyone, man. Everybody's not a Cam fan.
I'm with Militainment. I'm Nori all mm-hmm. the way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not voting for Cam.
I got what you say.
But what I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
you got to know your opponent.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I know the opponent.
All he has to do is pull out any of the Pharrell shit. That's it. What are you going to do?
But they said the same thing about Fab, Max. All Fab got to do is drop Breathe. All Fab got to do is drop this and that. And Jada came with the shit.
Jada had hits too, though. Jada was considered creme de la creme of the locks.
I dig it. What I'm saying is that you can't sleep on Cam.
Nah, you can't. But you also cannot sleep on Nori. But I don't think.
I know Nori got the champ. He got the belt. He gonna come out of there winning. Mm-hmm. But I don't sleep on Cam's catalog, bro. You can't sleep on Cam's catalog. Bro.
Cam Dipset and Cam. That'd be a dope CNN
versus Dipset. That might work.
CNN Dipset?
But I do see more. I see Dipset G Unit. I see Dipset G Unit. And I see CNN versus Mobb Deep. Or.
A Queens thing?
Or. Oh. Oh,
you spilled the Snapple, the wet your Adam's apple. That's the best part of the sample too, right there. Yo, you just spill. You got paper towel?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, right there.
Oh no, I think there's a roll up there.
Where? I don't see no roll.
There's rolls though. We got rolls.
You don't want to use these?
Where we was at? CNN.
You don't want to use these?
CNN. Oh, I got the good one.
All right.
Capone and Noriega versus Raekwon and Ghostface. Oh. Purple team.
That's tough.
Woo! Holla at your walla. The War Report versus Only Built for Cuban Links.
Hell no. How dare you?
Cruz?
Huh?
How dare you?
Nah, you wildin', son.
How dare you?
How dare me? Nah, you buggin'.
The War Report versus Only Built for Cuban Links?
Yep.
How dare you?
Nah.
Not at all.
No?
Nah, the impact, that just off impact alone, is that holds no weight. Okay, so
then you wanna go get some cones? Then go for the smoke? They got weed?
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't got
nothing. Nothing, I'm about to roll up.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I'm baked.
You need to roll up? Get a cone, man.
Nah, you ain't gonna wind up running it.
Why?
I don't know. I get to a certain point and I stop early.
I don't know. You want this cold?
Nah, hold up. Hmm?
He said, hmm?
Nah, but,
Huh?
You want a little cold for you?
It's live on the bread route.
Alright, so take this.
Yeah.
You get a cold for me and I do a cold.
But back to the whole Only Built for Cuban Links. The impact was too strong on that shit, yo.
I think it's a good matchup.
I don't think nobody's into the Dynasty album.
Because it might not happen. It won't happen.
You can't put nothing up against the Dynasty album because all of them were. That wasn't a group.
That was a collective.
That wasn't a group. State Property was a group. State Property versus Dipset. Never gonna win. State Property had zero hits.
Zero?
Zero. Chris and Neef was their biggest rollout. Yeah. Beanie Siegel versus.
Beanie's got Jay on his album.
Who would Beans go up against?
Yes, he should go up
against. Nah. Yeah, you're right, though, David. That might have been a little better one.
Jewels.
Oh, I'll go get it.
Jewels. No, I got it. With the door locked.
Oh. Beans versus Jewels?
That might have been something. That might have been something.
Nah.
I believe it. Oh,
what?
It even did Beans Jones.
Versus Jewels? Hell yeah.
Or it Jim even Jones. Jim Jones.
Oh, Beans?
Beans and Jim Jones would be nice.
Nah, Jewels need, I mean,
Jim Jones Jim ain't Jones. Ever be ready for Beans. Jewels would be a better.
Jewels is big. I mean, Jim Jones is big. Jim Jones is a different level.
Jim Jones versus Game.
Who? Game. That would be good.
Jim Jones versus
that,
Game.
That would be good. That's his level. That's his level.
Jim Jones.
You can't put Capo against motherfucking Beans, bro. 3-2 albums. Alright, let me do that real quick.
Jim Jones versus Game would be fire. That's a good matchup.
Live on the bread route.
Live from the bread route. We said it here first.
Jim Jones. Then the Game.
With the Game.
Work.
Who you put Meek with?
Meek? Wayne with Murder.
You gotta put Wayne with Drake.
Wayne with Drake.
Yeah, you gotta put
that
Wayne with Drake.
And features and yeah, that'd be that'll go on forever.
It's crazy how the only two people you could put against each other is Jay-Z and Nas.
And Jay-Z got no hits.
It ain't about the hits though, man. Not in this particular shit, bro. The Verzuz has shown to me. Verzuz has shown that the hits don't matter. You still gotta have that aura with you, bro. You gotta have that playlist ready. You gotta know what to play. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think if Jigga stand up there, he don't know what to play?
I say that.
He got an extensive catalog.
So like does Nas, though.
His catalog was retarded.
Nas got a catalog?
Nah, I ain't taking nothing away from Nas. I'm just saying, this dude's got a big catalog. Jigga being that dude.
Who else? Alicia Keys versus Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys versus Beyonce.
Beyonce versus Celine Dion.
So drama.
That's where you have to.
Why you got booties on?
Because I got Hirachis on. And there's dusty floors.
Oh, all right. Oh, you got the
sweet one? Yeah, but
not
the same shit.
You got the same shit.
Same material.
You got the Wheezy's.
Yeah, yo, bro. Yeah, you got to put Beyonce, but like...
How you going to wear those
yeah,
to the studio?
Because I wear sneakers. I don't give a fuck what I got on my feet. I mean, I do, but I take care of my shit no matter where I go.
So they got the Yeezys.
These are... You know what's crazy? Why is it so funny? I wanted to buy my son a pair of Yeezys because I had this Yeezy Connect. And I had these because...
They're comfortable, nigga, right?
Yeah, I would never buy them.
I just won the lottery. I just won the lottery.
For the new ones. I don't like these.
Go ahead, say your story.
But I
in my building, people get shit delivered to my crib all the time. Just this particular day, some random shit got delivered for a place that was in New York. So I opened it up and it was these Yeezys. It was my size. And I was like, ah, hold on to them just in case they, a year later, never came. I got them free. So then I got the Yeezy Connect. When I went to go talk to him, I went to go get them for my son, and he had these. He's just a dumb expense. It's just like $600, $700. And they going up. They keep going up. I ain't paid a dime for them.
Fire.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I would never buy these.
Fire.
But now that I own a pair, I would definitely buy a pair. Because they're not comfortable. Right. Yeah, they're not comfortable. If you want to feel like you ain't really wearing nothing, these are the way to go. And the same thing with the Prestos I got. You ever see the Prestos I got with the white bottom? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I have one of those are 350s.
Yeah, these are 350s.
I got 380s.
Those are new ones. But they don't look like this. The 380s.
I'm going to sell them shit.
You can resell price on them. It's crazy. Yeah, you can resell them shits right now.
Yeah, I can resell them right now. Mm-hmm. I just wiped the bottom off. These shits are brand new. I bought these shits like four times. Mm-hmm. But I got sneakers from like 8-9 years ago that still look brand new.
I'm selling mine. Fuck that.
I still got the box from
this. This is time right now. It's Christmas, my nigga. Word is born. I think it's a game. I got a couple things right now I'm about to raffle off.
Yeah.
Word is born. I got a $6,000 Gucci bag. Nigga, so
word
is born.
Word, because that's be happening in our building. I got a
satchel, a man's satchel, that resale price for $600.
Word. This lady had moved out of my word building. Born, she had mad bags in a bag. Mad designer bags. I just took my lady over there, told her pick what she wants. She took whatever she wanted. That shit happens all the time.
Might do a Yeezy raffle.
Matter of fact, look, I'll show you the bag too. Check it out.
TVs.
The only difference is it comes with two straps. I have one. But I don't give a fuck.
I'm done. If y'all want to go back over there, if you feel more comfortable.
I'm still
coming. We recording, actually.
We're in there.
Yeah, we in
there.
We live.
Oh, I thought y'all was on a break.
Yeah, this live on the bread route. Man. We're doing it like that. That's how we're doing
it. We have good conversation. All the time.
All the time.
You got the Coney?
Oh, yeah.
We got the Coney.
Yeah, I had to get that beat out, man. I ain't
been
in the studio in a week, 2 weeks.
Word up, man.
Shit. I haven't sat down in front of the computer in months.
All right, exactly. So how am I supposed to do this without the thing to...
You got your tray? You got your... No,
I don't
got a thing.
You
don't
got
a one
piece?
Right
there.
This was made for this shit, baby.
Every time I ever got cones, I never used that shit in the beginning until we got that pack.
Mm-hmm.
I never used it. I always just tap it.
So what, you like cones or you like blunts?
I like cones better.
I don't know why.
It's the way my throat be feeling after. And it's bad because I be smoking these shits. So.
It's not that bad.
That's the problem. Ah! So I can't be smoking that. Smoke black miles. So shit ain't gonna work. Shit, for a while, I wasn't even smoking out of no paper. I was smoking out of a pipe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Conserve weed better.
Yep.
And I don't burn in the crib, so I always gotta go outside anyway, so it's easier for me to just stuff something in a pipe. This is done?
No.
Let me get that, matter of fact.
This is what? This Snapple.
Why is that? Throw it in the pot. I'm about to pour that water out for him.
I don't like how they make the samples out of plastic now. I don't know why they did that.
It took away the taste of it.
I used to always fucking hold it as a bottle, like to hit somebody with it.
Yo, did I show you my baker, yo?
For real, if I was to be in the hood, if I was to like be walking somewhere, I always stop at a store and buy a Snapple.
Word, just in case. Guess what? They
gonna
have to find a new one now.
Yo, I'm showing Tito Grimes the first test press of the baker that I did for me, for the Mini Minds character for the bread route, yo.
That is hilarious.
Let me see. That should look dope,
though. Damn, how is that a filter, though? I'm about to sue them, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do that. That's fire, though. What is that on?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Was that Snapchat or some shit? No. That was Facebook?
I don't know. Actually, it could have been Facebook.
Yeah?
Could have been Facebook.
I don't be having you on Facebook.
I don't be on it, yo. Now I'm starting to, you know, get back on it and
yeah, get posting and stuff. How do fiends have
too many Facebook people on Facebook?
For me. How do fiends? Because they have Obama phones.
Just always want to argue about some dumb shit on Facebook.
That's why.
Don't you be laughing?
It's too intimate, Facebook. I like Instagram and Twitter.
Don't you be laughing when you see your suggested friends and it be a fiend from the hood? And the picture be funny as fuck.
Like, yo, why are you requesting me?
Nah, it's not even a request. It just says suggested friends. And it be George Pickett.
Yeah, speaking about requests, I got like, I don't know if anybody know me that's listening right now, but yeah. I got about 800 requests to be my friend on Facebook. And I'm just letting y'all know right now, don't even think about it. I ain't got nobody.
Y'all got enough. Y'all got enough.
I'll see you in the street. Word. Yeah, follow me on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, word. I mean, it would be wise to just let everybody in, but
it all depends.
I let everybody in.
I just don't like you let the world shine in, so the sun can sink. Yeah, Facebook.
I let everybody in.
Let the world shine in, so the sun can sink.
Everybody coming.
I want to tag you and everything.
Yeah, you see the post I put up though. I shared that post on Thanksgiving. Don't add me in no multiple group chats, none of that shit.
I'm blocking motherfuckers.
Don't add me in none of that shit.
On Instagram.
But, you know, I respectfully, I
block figures official on Instagram.
I don't block.
I do. Every time someone hits me up and be like, yo, I got artwork, click, block. Or I warn some of them sometimes. You'll see my page. Sometimes I tell people, listen, if you don't want to get blocked, then come on my page advertising.
If you do, I like it.
You know, sometimes I'll be posted about some artwork and they ask me about
that's the algorithm.
You'll post artwork.
It is the algorithm.
And niggas ask you if you need artwork.
That's the algorithm.
Well, how about when you post a video, niggas like, yo, you need a video? Yeah, I've just posted a video. Fuck you asking me about that? I got it.
Right? Right? What do you see wrong with the video? Yeah. Like, let me know.
They and then you check their shit out and they should be charged.
They're on the grind, though.
Oh, no, I ain't mad at them for that.
The grind.
But again, I mean, I give
think
them
about
heads
it.
Up.
You hit up 100 people, you might get 5 or 10 out of that.
Yeah. No, I understand what they're doing. I'm just telling them not to do it on my shit.
You have it right here.
Yeah, you can go wherever the fuck you want. Bring on your shit.
I got no blocks of this.
Yeah. Oh, you can see the people on Facebook? Oh, on Facebook, okay. No, I'm saying you can see the people? Like, can you see a list of the people you block?
No.
You can?
Just tap it.
On Instagram?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't tried that.
No, on the wood.
Wait, tap it. You could go like this.
I need more word. Material.
Yeah, I don't have to block anybody on Facebook, to be honest.
You really don't.
Yo, so we on the bread route.
Yeah, man.
And we just letting y'all know.
Natural conversation. Well, oh, what was the
we will be on
the mantra for today, remember? What was it? Social distance blunts.
Oh, yeah. Social distancing blunts has officially been
activated. Engaged.
Like you are no longer allowed to pass blunts.
Yeah. You're not wrong with that.
If you don't have your own, you don't smoke.
Understood.
Or, I mean...
No, it can't be no or.
Nah, there's really no or. Because I'll pass a nigga my blunt if you want to smoke it. But at the end...
You gotta sign a waiver.
But I'm definitely putting that out there, I think. And you know what? I kind of, like, one time, I remember, matter of fact, the time we did the video for Styles P.
It's funny you brought that up. You're in my head because I was thinking about Styles P. How he was showing us how he rolled when he in the
when
he rolled
the
club.
The boat. He rolled
the
boat
in the club. He was with us exactly.
In the club. He showed us how to roll a boat.
Yep.
Wow. All
right, so that same day. I think, it wasn't me, it was somebody else, but they were going to pass him a blunt. They was like, yo, here. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
I got my own, I smoke my own.
I think it was me. And
then he had like some super kryptonite looking weed. And I was like, damn. He's like, you can't smoke with me, Grants, but I'll give you a little nug. I was like, all right.
I think it was a haze of sour.
don't know what it was.
This was a couple years back when him and
Kiss
was arguing about that shit. That was around that time.
The sour or the haze. Haze. Sour haze.
And this nigga liked the sour.
I'm a sour, the season is always, yo. Ha! I remember that, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kiss, man. Shout out to Styles P. Shout out to Sheik Looch.
There's definitely some meaning that's better than others. As far as the feeling you get from it. Getting high is getting high, man.
Man.
I haven't got high in a minute.
Yo, so, but wait, hold on. Where we at right now? How much time we got? Let's look at the time real quick, yo.
We got like
10 minutes. Yo, let's do something. We didn't do something the last episode, man. We got to bring our music and memory around again.
Music and memory.
Know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. So, yeah, man. Grams.
Music and memory.
We're going to start it off on 62 with you, man. Music and memory right now.
Music and memory.
Yeah, man. What's been on your mind lately?
Been listening to a lot of like old school shit.
A lot of old school. Yeah. Old school like where? Where
Marvin
old school?
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, you been to Marvin Gaye? You been in there? You been on Soul? Whoa, what's going on?
Al Green.
You revisiting Love again or something?
Nah. I've been getting a lot of like creative juices, man.
Ooh.
Like, that's how you get creative. You got to listen to the people that are great.
Okay.
Not only that, but I feel like when I listen to things that are not in my everyday,
it takes you somewhere.
No, I don't think like I do every day.
It takes you somewhere.
So if I listen to different music or if I do different things, I'll be in a different mood and I'll create something different.
It takes you somewhere.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been on some old school shit.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. So Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
What's going on? Ooh.
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on is what's happening now. It's funny because that shit ain't never changed, man.
So nope. That's what I've been listening to.
It stood still. Wow, okay, Grams. Marvin Gaye, what's going on, man?
The only thing is that I don't have a memory with that music.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't listen to that music.
No, but it still relates. Because it's a feeling.
But,
mm-hmm.
As I was growing up, mm-hmm. I introduced myself.
To that?
To that music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I started producing and
that's,
shit.
See, that's the memory. That's the memory right there.
But I didn't use that.
I didn't
even produce that type of music. Like,
nah, but you missed the beauty of it.
I used more Spanish shit than I did.
Grams, you're missing the beauty of it. You're missing the beauty of how it all correlates.
It's still a
that
vibe.
That Marvin Gaye song, sound, whatever it did to you.
Yep. You want to reiterate that feeling.
Yeah.
With something different.
Exactly. So that's the memory. That's the true memory of it, though, because that's where it brought you.
What's going on?
See? No matter what it is, it might not have to relate to the music or the sound or what the song was about. It just helped you some way.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of old shit.
That's good though, man. Wow. All right, so Marvin Gaye, is that some, what year was that? That had to be 70s. 70s, yeah, man. Wow. Okay.
The name of the album that song was on was called What's Going On.
And I listened to
the Marvin Gaye album, the song. That was just, I guess that was the title track.
Yeah, it was. Yep. There's a lot of good music on there.
Ooh. Good one, Grams.
That's pretty much the stage when he changed up his whole shit. You know
that's
what
what's up.
He went from singing Bird Through the Grapevine. All
right, so who invented the was it the Isley Brothers?
I'm about to say
it's like a little in the singing. Isley does it.
Oh, you talking about that little accent they do when they're singing? Nah, that's probably something. I can't tell you who invented that.
Man.
Yeah, that's...
The Isley Brothers been around since...
Yeah, since music.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew this, but Jimi Hendrix played for the Isley
Brothers.
So do
the Isley...
I didn't know that.
Do the Isley Brothers drink baby blood?
Oh, man.
Oh, there you go. You on the Adrenochrome, yo? You on that?
I'm just asking.
Well...
Live on the bread route.
If we knew for sure, then we probably drink baby blood. Right. So I couldn't really answer.
My dude, he looks the same, bro.
Nah. No, he don't, man. Like which one, bro? You know there's a bunch of the Isley brothers. The brothers. The R. Kelly one? You talking about?
The R. Kelly one.
Yeah. That's Mr. Big? Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. Mr. Big. Say the R. Kelly one.
Live on the bread route, yo.
What the hell is going on? Man,
if, if anybody knew what was going on,
he knew what was going on.
He was here. Nah.
Why you think he tried to
defend him? He looked good because he was doing our songs
with R. Kelly, bro. You know they was.
He
doing
said our songs.
Nah, but you got it. Money's money, right?
That shit was long as hell.
Yeah. That's money though. They was like three videos.
Yeah, that's a series. Bro. They made it a series.
It's a possibility. It don't mean you got to be involved in this shit just because you do a song with a motherfucker. Motherfucker pay give you a check, nigga.
Nah, you know I think he did.
He might have even been in the studio when he did it.
Listen, man. Listen to what Mr. Big was telling him.
Beefing up your baby. Right, he mad at him because he's speaking with
him. Yeah, yo, you listen to what he was telling him, yo.
I picked up the phone. He said, hello.
I used to hate
I ain't talking about that part of this
conversation
shit.
Conversation shit. That's R. Kelly.
He's on the original song, when he said it.
Excuse me. Look, yeah, he's the pioneer of that talking shit.
You can't take his... I don't know... Like,
you
really can't take
his legacy. R. Kelly was hollering at that man's daughter, and that man put that shit in real words. How you doing, Mr. Big?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's how it sounded when he called me in prison.
That nigga went and got his daughter. He's like, yo, y'all better come. He was telling all them other parents, literally, come get your daughters.
This nigga got booties on, yeah.
I said that when I first seen him. I was like, yo, the sink over here.
This nigga got booties on.
Can you put these on, please?
I got booties on for Hirachis, but this nigga in here with Yeezys. I'm about to take this shit off.
Yeah, I got Yeezys on. I ain't got nothing on my feet. You crazy?
You walk different.
He was painted before.
I was painted.
That's different.
I was painted.
That's different. Yeah. I took these shit.
So
off.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. You know, I'm glad y'all still tuning in with us and whatnot. We appreciate y'all definitely, man, and you know. We right now, we live in the Bread Route studio itself. You know, we're still under construction. You know what I'm saying? Wilson Fisk is really doing this thing in here. It's really coming together. You know what I'm saying? Four Bricks. Yeah, the Four Bricks Construction. They don't only do production. They also do demos.
Construction.
Yeah, there you go. They don't only do production. They also do construction, baby. Word up. Four Bricks. That's follow the name.
Need a deli in your studio? Holla at me.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? You can get you a fresh cut pastrami and get you a fresh Kaiser baked in this motherfucker and go with it. With the chopped cheese. Damn, chopped cheese. We from Jersey, man. We ain't never called it chopped cheese, man.
This shit just got meat and cheese on it.
Yeah, man. Just give me,
what you call it, meat and cheese sandwich?
A turkey and cheese sandwich.
Turkey and cheese?
Word up. Land of Lakes, Boar's Head. Or whatever that other brand was.
Where's the best place you have pizza at? Jersey or New York? Graham's.
Jersey.
Same here, yo. Jersey.
Yeah, me too.
And Graham's is a New York nigga. He's saying the same shit.
Yeah, man. Just something about the water and the bread over here. They always said that. They always said that. Yo, you ask him any baker, any real baker, they'll tell you it's something with the water in Jersey that makes the bread in New Jersey. Now, Hoboken.
I ain't mad at that.
There's no pollution in the water, yo.
So like Anheuser-Busch, you spilling over that motherfucker. That's what the fuck that is.
Me and Max were talking about that yesterday.
That's what it is.
Before. What? The Anheuser-Busch water?
Because I'm like, yo, I've been eating a lot of McDonald's since I've been in here. So I'm like...
It ain't the bread from McDonald's.
So I'm like, yo, these shits don't even taste as good as it used to.
Real. It tastes like it's fake.
So it I'm is, like, man. It's 3D meat.
But the thing is...
That's that 3D meat.
They took all the bad shit out of it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I guess.
They're making it healthier, even
though... making it healthier, but the way they manufacture the product isn't healthy, though, no matter how you look at it. Because, yo, having these weird... Yo, I ain't never make a burger in my crib from chopped meat that look or feel or taste anything like a McDonald's burger.
Nah, because they got that seasoning, that sawdust.
I don't know what that is.
They got that sawdust, man.
Well, that shit squirt out of a fucking machine and just they
yeah, man, sawdust, dude. They add the water and whatnot, and they make a patty.
Like how what do they call it? Wendy's, right? Yeah. Wendy says that they don't freeze none of their beef, right? Mm-hmm. That's bullshit, yo. How?
Dry ice.
Nah, man. You trying to tell me that them niggas get a shipment of fucking meat every day and they go through all that meat and they don't save it?
It's possible. Sense? No, I don't think they do it that way. I think they do have an automated system where as though it's probably ordering the amount for the going against the sales.
Their shit was fresh, never frozen.
Because they're probably going on sales.
They didn't fridge it, though. They didn't fridge it. They
didn't
have it.
They didn't fridge it. Yeah. Refridge it.
You can fridge it for like 2 days.
But you know what I'm trying to say, though, right?
No, I know. I get that. But I'm saying.
If you work in a restaurant, you know what I'm talking
about. No, but I'm saying they probably.
Like 2 days.
See, but if you worked in a restaurant, Kareem, you would know that they probably ordering based on sales.
No, well, obviously. But the thing is that at the end of the night, when they're done, they wrap that shit up, put a date on it, throw it in the fridge.
Yeah, they throwing it away.
That's how you throwing that shit away.
Yeah, they ain't throwing it away.
Yeah,
but you know what money that's loss. Yeah, that's loss. That P&L look crazy.
Yeah, that's good. That P&L looks crazy. I still think Five Guys is better.
Yeah.
Nah, not me.
Hell yeah.
I don't see. I'm not a burger dude. You know, I don't eat beef and I don't eat pork.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I can't tell you.
Keep a chicken
because
burger.
Because one, yeah. Get it how you like it.
The chicken and a burger, though.
Shake Shack got a mushroom.
I want two
burger.
Patties.
I've had a mushroom burger.
I want onions. I want this. I want that.
I had a portobello mushroom burger. Peppers, onions, and mushrooms. Yeah, yeah,
that's how you get it. It's good, though. And the fucking
yeah,
fries
man.
Are
but
yeah, we out.
Exactly. And the fries are
yeah, man. Good. Thank y'all for tuning in. We welcome y'all. You know, we always welcome y'all and stick with us. And the bread route is definitely under construction.
We out of here.
You know what I'm saying? We goes to the most, y'all. The bread route. The bread route. The bread route. The Bread Round Timbo Show!